Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Gershon Bertman. Meseches Sukkah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel. Le'iloi Nishmas, Feivel Yosef ben Chaim Leib, and Yehuda Zev ben Feivel Yosef.
Sukkah Daf Lamed Omud Aleph. Our Gemara is discussing the famous sugya of Mitzvah Habo'o Ba'Aveiro. This is a very large sugya, and it shows up a few places around Shas. We will discuss today only the things which are nagea directly to our Gemara, the Gemara Sukkah Daf Lamed. In the Gemara we find that there is a machlekes how to understand the Mishnah in Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis. The Mishnah said that lulav hagozul is posel, one cannot use a stolen lulav for the mitzvah of Arba Minim. There's a machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, what is the Mishnah talking about? According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah is talking about the whole Yom Tov of Sukkis, not only the first day or the first days of Yom Tov. Also, the other days of the Yom Tov of Sukkis, a lulav hagozol is possible. And Rabbi Yochanan explained that even though this drasha of ulekachtam lochem, which we learn from that pasuk that a lulav hagozol is possible, is only on the first day of Yom Tov, and in the other days of the Yom Tov, we do not apply this pasuk of ulekachtam lochem, there is an added halacha, which is the halacha of mitzvah haba'o ba'aveiro. So therefore, even though in the other days of the Yom Tov we do not have the halacha of lochem, and a lulav hasha'ul, a borrowed lulav, is kosher for the mitzvah of dalet milim, nevertheless, a stolen lulav will be possible because of the klal that mitzvah haba'o ba'aveiro is psula. Whenever a person is performing a mitzvah, and by the same act of the mitzvah he's also doing an aveira, his mitzvah is possible, and therefore the lulav agozol is possible throughout the whole Yom Tov of Sukkis. On the other hand, Shmuel disagrees with that, and he explains that when the Mishnah says lulav hagozol posul, the Mishnah is only talking about the first day, or the first days of the Yom Tov of Sukkis, and the reason why the lulav is posul is because of that drasha of ulekachtem lochem. The Torah teaches us that on the first day of Yom Tov, the person has to own his arba, meaning he cannot borrow or steal them. And that is the reason why lulav hagozol is posul. And in the rest of the days of the Yom Tov, after the first day of Yom Tov, lulav hagozul will be kosher, and Shmuel says, "Mitoich sheyoytze b'shaul yoytze b'gozul." The same way, at the end of Yom Tov of Sukkis, a person is yoytze the yichovah with a borrowed lulav, so too he is yoytze with the lulav which is stolen. It comes out that both Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan agree regarding the din of lulav hashaul, a borrowed lulav, that it is possible only on the first day of Sukkis. Since the pasuk that teaches us the halacha that a lulav hashaul is posul, which is ulekachtem lochem, is talking only about the first day of Sukkis, ulekachtem lochem bayim arishayin. The machlokes is only regarding the other halacha of lulav hagozul. Do we say that there is an added halacha of mitzvah haba ba'aveira, and therefore the lulav is posul also for the rest of the Yom Tov of Sukkis, or do we say that the lulav is only posul on the first day of Sukkis? Now, Toisus Leil Daf Chavtes Amud Beis Dibur Amatchil Bo'inan had a kasha. Toisus says that we find that some of the halachos that apply to the Arba Minim are true both for the first day of Yom Tov and also for the other days of Yom Tov. For example, the halacha that Lulav Hayovesh is Pasul is not only on the first day of Yom Tov, it is true also on the other days of Yom Tov. And Toisus asks, why do we say that Lulav Hayovesh is Pasul for the whole Yom Tov, not only on the first days? On the other hand, the lulav hashaul, a borrowed lulav, and also lulav hagozul, according to Shmuel, they are posul only on the first day of Yom Tov, and on the rest of the Yom Tov of Sukkis, those lulavim are kosher. What is the difference between lulav hayovish, which is posul throughout the whole Yom Tov of Sukkis, and lulav hashaul and lulav hagozul, according to Shmuel, are posul only on the first days of Yom Tov? Tosfos answers that there's a very big fundamental difference between the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav on the first day to the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav on the other days of Yom Tov. The mitzvah of Netilas Lulav on the first day of Yom Tov is a mitzvah min ha-Torah. The Torah teaches us, ulekachtem lochem bayoim horishon. Bayoim horishon is referring to the first day of Yom Tov. Therefore, on that day, the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav is a mitzvah de'iraisa. On the other days of Yom Tov, there's no mitzvah min ha-Torah to do Netilas Lulav. The mitzvah of Netilas Lulav on the other days is only midirabbanan zecher lamikdash. Since in the times of the Beis Hamikdash there was a mitzvah of Netilas Lulav in the Beis Hamikdash throughout the whole 7 days of Yom Tov, and the pasuk teaches us usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yomim. Therefore, even after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was misaken that the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav continues throughout the whole Yom Tov of Sukkis, Miderabonon Zecher LaMikdash. Says Tosfos, since the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav in the first day is Min HaTorah, and the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav in the other days of the Yom Tov of Sukkis is only Miderabonon, therefore these two mitzvahs are not always equal. And therefore, regarding the mitzvah, regarding the halacha of Lulav HaYavesh, since this halacha, that Lulav HaYavesh is possible, is because of Hadar, there's an inyan of Hidur mitzvah in the Arba Minim. Therefore, Chazal were misaken that even on the other days of Yom Tov, where the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav is only Midirabanon, also Lulav HaYavesh will be possible, and one has to take Arba Minim, which are fresh and not dry. On the other hand, these two other psulim, the Lulav HaGozul and Lulav HaShaul, which are not a psul mitzad hodor, they are only added alochois to the mitzvah of Dalet, meaning that we learn from the pasuk ulekachtem lochem. Since the pasuk ulekachtem lochem is referring to the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav in the first day, these halachas do not apply on the other days of the Yom Tov of Sukkis, and that is why in the rest of the Yom Tov of Sukkis, Lulav HaShaul, and according to Shmuel also Lulav HaGozul, are kosher. In Sefer Birkas Avraham, from Rav HaGaon Rav Avraham Erlanger from Yeshivas Kol Torah in Yerushalayim, writes that there is a big kasha on Tosfos. It is mashma from Tosfos that this special mitzvah which was in the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav of all 7 days min HaTorah, which is learned from the Pasuk, Usmachtam Lifnei Hashem Leikeichem Shivas Yomim, in that special mitzvah, a Lulav HaGozul and Lulav HaShaul were posel throughout the whole Yom Tov of Sukkis. Because Tosfos says that whenever the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav is a mitzvah mideiraisa, the psul of Lulav HaShaul and Lulav HaGozul exist. Therefore, asks the Birkas Avraham, since nowadays we are doing the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav throughout the whole Yom Tov of Sukkis, Zecher LaMikdash, why is the halacha of our Netilas Lulav different than the halacha of the Netilas Lulav in the Beis HaMikdash? It should be that the same way that in the time that the Beis HaMikdash was Kayam, a Lulav which was stolen or a borrowed Lulav was puzzled throughout the whole Yom Tov of Sukkis in the Beis HaMikdash. So too, since we are Mekayim now the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav of all 7 days, Zecher LaMikdash, we should have the same halacha that Lulav HaGozul and Lulav HaShaul are posel. And the halacha is not that way. We know that Lulav HaShaul is posel only on the first day of the Yom Tov of Sukkis. And according to Shmuel, also Lulav HaGozul is posel only on the first day. And asks the Birkas Avraham, if the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav of all 7 days is Zecher LaMikdash, it should be exactly like the mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash. And since in the Beis HaMikdash, according to Tosfos, the Lulav HaGozul and the Lulav HaShaul were posel throughout the whole Yom Tov of Sukkis, so too nowadays, the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, the whole Yom Tov of Sukkis, should be kosher only in a Lulav which is not Gozul or Shaul. The Birkas Avraham says an interesting answer based on a vart from the Biskirov. The Biskirov asks a similar kasha on the Gemara in Menachos Daf Samech Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, and the Gemara says that even though in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is to count both the days and the weeks, still, after the times of the Beis HaMikdash, Ameimar moni yoime veloi moni shvue. Ameimar counted only days and he did not count shvuos. Omar zecher lamikdashu. He explained the reason why he decided to count only the days in Sfiras HaOmer and not the weeks, because the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, after there is no Korban HaOmer, is only Zecher LaMikdash, and therefore he counted only days and not weeks. The Biskarov asks, even though the mitzvah is only Zecher LaMikdash, why did a Meimar change the mitzvah from the original mitzvah which was done when the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim? Since the whole point of the mitzvah is Zecher LaMikdash, it should be done exactly like in the times that the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim. The Biskarov explains that when Chazal said that there is a special mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, Zecher LaMikdash, they did not say that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer min HaTorah continues midirabbanan after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer min HaTorah is only when the Beis HaMikdash is Kayim, and when the Beis HaMikdash is not Kayim anymore, this mitzvah does not exist at all. There's a new mitzvah that Chazal were misaken, and this is a mitzvah of Zecher LaMikdash. It is only a mitzvah to do an act of Sfira in order to remember the mitzvah which happened in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. But really, this mitzvah has nothing to do with the original mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmrim Min HaTorah. It is a complete new mitzvah midrabanon, and it is not a continuation of the mitzvah Min HaTorah of Sfiras HaOmrim. It is a new mitzvah the Chazal were mesaken to do something Zecher LaMikdash. Therefore, says the Biskarov, even though in the times of the Bisa Mikdash, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmrim was to count both the days and the weeks, in this new mitzvah, which is only Zecher LaMikdash, it could be that the gather of the mitzvah is different, and now the mitzvah is only to count days and not to count weeks, at least according to a Maimar in the Gemara. Based on this pshat of the Biskarov, says the Birkas Avram, we could say the same thing regarding the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav nowadays, all 7 days. It is true that our mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, all 7 days of Yom Tov, is Zecher LaMikdash, but that does not mean that when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was mesaken to do the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav all 7 days, he continued this mitzvah of Netilas Lulav that was in the Beis HaMikdash, and he said that now we are mekayim that mitzvah midirabbanon, even though the Beis HaMikdash is not here anymore. That is not the pshat. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai simply said that it is true that the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav in the Beis HaMikdash is not kayim, and we cannot be mekayim this mitzvah anymore because we do not have a Beis HaMikdash. Nevertheless, there's a new mitzvah that teaches us that we have to do Zecher LaMikdash in order to remember that special mitzvah which existed in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a new mitzvah to do Zecher LaMikdash. But since this mitzvah is not a continuation of the mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash, it is not that we are mekayim midrabbono nowadays, usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yomim. It is only a takono derabbono to be mekayim Zecher LaMikdash. Therefore, the dinim of those two mitzvahs do not have to be equal. And even though in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, according to Tosfos, a lulav ashol and a lulav agozol were puzzled throughout the whole Yom Tov of Sukkis, in this new mitzvah midrabanan, which is Zecher LaMikdash, a lulav agozol and a lulav ashol are not puzzled throughout the whole Yom Tov of Sukkis. They are only puzzled in the first day of Yom Tov. We maybe can add on this vart of the Biskarov and the Birkas Avram, that the reason why Chazal specifically changed the halachos of the original mitzvah min haTorah, and when they were mesaken a mitzvah min derabanan, they made sure that some of the halachos are different than the original mitzvah, that is in order to remind us that the mitzvah that we are doing now is not the mitzvah min haTorah. And for example, in the case of Sfiras HaOmrim, according to a Maimar, there's an inyan to count the Sfiras HaOmrim different than the mitzvah min haTorah of Sfiras HaOmrim, to make sure that everybody knows that the mitzvah nowadays is not a mitzvah min haTorah, it is only a mitzvah midrabanan. And that is why he only counted the days and not the weeks, to show that point that the mitzvah nowadays is only Zecher LaMikdash, and it is not the mitzvah min haTorah. So too, in the case of the Netilas Lulav Kol Shiva Yomim nowadays, Chazal made sure that some of the halachas of the Netilas Lulav will be different than the original mitzvah min haTorah in the time that Beis HaMikdash was Kayam. And that is why they said that Lulav HaGozul and Lulav HaShol are puzzled throughout the whole 7 days of Yom Tov, in order to make sure that we remember that the mitzvah Netilas Lulav nowadays is not the mitzvah min haTorah. That mitzvah finished and stopped at the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Now we're only doing a mitzvah Zecher LaMikdash, and in order that we should not forget that, they said that the Lulav HaShol and the Lulav HaGozul are kosher in the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav nowadays. And when people will realize that there is a difference between the halachas of the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav nowadays and the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav min haTorah, they will remember that this mitzvah is only Zecher LaMikdash and it is not a mitzvah de'iraisa. Tosfos dibur ha-matchil mishum dehavelei mitzvah ha-bo'o ba'aveiro. Tosfos asks Akasha. In the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan taught us the halacha that mitzvah ha-bo'o ba'aveiro is possible. Anytime a person is performing a mitzvah, but the mitzvah is done through an act of an aveira, the mitzvah is posel, and the person is not yoytzei deichoiva. Tosfos says that in the Gemara, daf lamed aleph amud beis, it is mashma, that the Gemara does not hold of this klal of mitzvah haba ba'aveira psula. The Gemara over there brings the din in the Mishnah that lulav shel asheira v'shel ir anidachas is posel, which means a lulav which was taken from a tree, which is a tree of Avodah Zarah, or from a tree which was in the city of Ir HaNidachas, the Mishnah teaches us that those who love him are pasul. And the Gemara over there in Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis explains that the reason why a lulav shel Asheira v'shel Ir HaNidachas are pasul is because Chtutei Mechta Chiurei. which means that since those two lulavim, their din is bisreifa, they have to be burnt. A lulav which was a lulav of Avodah Zarah and a lulav which came from a tree, from Ir HaNidachas, both have to be burnt. Therefore, it is as if they do not have any shiur to them. The Rishonim explain that since they are chayev sreifa, even before we burnt them down, it is as if they do not have any shiur, and therefore they are puzzled for the mitzvah of netilas lulav and arba minim. Now Tosfos asks, why does the Gemara have to come to that reason of chtutei mechtat shiurei? Why didn't the Gemara simply explain that the reason why lulav shel asheira v'shel ir hanidachas are posel is because they are a mitzvah ba'aba ba'aveira? When a person is taking a lulav from an asheira tree or from ir hanidachas, these lulavim are lulavim which involve in them aveira, the aveira of avodah zarah, and therefore one cannot be yotzei ydei chayva with such a lulav, since we learned in our sugya the klal that mitzvah habah aveira is posel. And says Tosfos that it is mashma from that Gemara, since the Gemara did not bring the reason of mitzvah habah aveira, the Gemara only explained that those lulavim are posel mitzad chtutei mechta shiurei. It is mashma that the Gemara over there does not hold of this halacha of mitzvah habah aveira is posel. Tosfos answers, Ve'eshloimar deloidomi legezel shemachmas aveiras hagezel boho hamitzvah sheyoytzeboy, aval hanei otu machmas aveiro shenases boy minofik bey. Tosfos says that the Gemara lekamondaf lamedalef amud beis does agree to the general rule of mitzvah habah ba'aveira, and whenever the mitzvah is performed through an aveira, the mitzvah is posel and the person was not yoytzei ydei chayva. But that is only in cases where the mitzvah is really depending on the aveira, and the person wasn't able to be mekayim the mitzvah without being over the aveira. And for example, in the case of lulav agozel, the person did not have a lulav, and therefore, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of netilas arba minim, he had to do this aveira of gzela. And therefore, the mitzvah is ba'a ba'aveira. The mitzvah is depending on the aveira, and without the aveira, he wasn't able to be mekayim the mitzvah. In such a case, we say that the mitzvah is posel, because a mitzvah which is an outcome of an aveira is not kosher. On the other hand, in the case of lulav shel asheira v'shel ir hanidachas, it is true that this lulav was part of an aveira, of the aveira of Avodah Zarah, but the mitzvah that the person is now doing with that lulav has nothing to do with the aveira. Because even if people wouldn't have worshipped this tree as in a tree of Avodah Zarah, the person still would be able to be mekayim his mitzvah of dalet minim with this lulav. The fact that he's now mekayim the mitzvah of arba minim, of netilas lulav, with his lulav, has nothing to do with the aveira that the people performed with this tree. And therefore, since the mitzvah is not coming machmas the aveira, we do not say this halacha of mitzvah abo ba'aveira psula. And Chidushei Rabbi Kiveiger asks a kasha on this Tosfos. And he says that Tosfos's kasha from lulav shel asheira is a stira to Tosfos in our very same omud, Dibur Amatchil Hokanye B'Yeyush. Tosfos asks that in the case of lulav shel asheira, we should apply the halacha of mitzvah habo ba'aveira, and that should be a reason why the lulav shel asheira v'shel ir hanidachas are posel. And Tosfos answered that over there the aveira is not the reason for the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not a toitzah from the aveira. Asks Rav Kiva Eiger, he does not understand Tosfos kasha to begin with, because Tosfos Dibur Amatchil Hokanye B'Yeyush writes that this klal of mitzvah abo ba'aveira psula is only when the mitzvah and the aveira happen at the same time. When the person is mekayim the mitzvah and that at the very same time he's also doing the aveira, that is when we say the klal of mitzvah abo ba'aveira psula. But when a person was oiver and aveira with an object, and only later on he's using this object for a mitzvah, we do not say the klal of mitzvah abo ba'aveira, since the aveira happened a long time before he was mekayim the mitzvah. And if that is so, says Rabbi Kiveiger, how could Tosfos say and ask that we should apply the klal of mitzvah abo ba'aveira regarding a lulav shel asheira? Over there, the aveira was done on that lulav a long time before the person is mekayim the mitzvah. The people worshipped this tree of asheira, and they were committing the aveira of Avodah Zarah, and only later on the person is now using this tree, the lulav from this tree, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of netilas lulav. In such a case, says Rabbi Kiveiger, Tosfos themselves already taught us that we do not say the klal of mitzvah habo ba'aveira psula. And if that is so, what was Tosfos' kasha from the sugya of lulav shel asheira? Rav Kiveger answers that even though Tosfos Divrei Matchil Kani BeYeush said that we only say the klal of mitzvah avo ba'avera when the avera and the mitzvah are happening at the same time, this is only the opinion of our Tosfos, but there is a different shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that we say the klal of mitzvah avo ba'avera even when the mitzvah is not happening at the same time with the avera, and even though the avera was already performed a long time ago, since a person is using the object of the avera for the mitzvah, It is under the klal of mitzvah haba'a ba'avera psula. Therefore, says Rav Kiveger, this Tosfos, the Tosfos that is asking the kasha on lulav shel asherah, and Tosfos wanted to say that the klal of mitzvah haba'a ba'avera psula will apply to the lulav shel asherah, Tosfos is following the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that mitzvah haba'a ba'avera is possible even though the mitzvah and the avera are not happening at the same time, asks Tosfos, according to this Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara should have gave us a different reason why lulav shel asherah is possible, and that is because of mitzvah haba'a ba'avera. But it is true that according to Tosfos, in our Amud, Dibor Matchil Kani BeYeush, that we do not say mitzvah haba'a ba'avera when the mitzvah and the avera are not happening at the same time. Tosfos' kasha from lulav shel asherah does not begin because we cannot apply the rule of mitzvah haba'a ba'avera in that case of lulav shel asherah, since the mitzvah and the avera are not at the same time. The person is yotzei ydi chayav the mitzvah and netilas lulav a long time after the avera was done to this tree of asherah. Reb Reuven Rozovsky in Chidush Reb Reuven Sukkah Simen Gimel has a very nice pshat in Tosfos, and he says that when Tosfos asked from lulav shel asherah, and Tosfos said that the klal of mitzvah above by avera could be applying also to a lulav shel asherah, that is because Tosfos understood that this klal of mitzvah haba'a ba'avera psula is not because that the ma'ase of a person. We do not say that since a person did a ma'ase avera with an object, this object will be forever possible for a mitzvah. And says Reb Reuven, if that would be the case, that the ma'ase avera of a person causes this object to be possible for a mitzvah, then we will never be able to say a bracha on the sun. We know that there's a mitzvah to say a bracha on the sun, Birkas Achama, every 19 years. And says Reb Reuven, there must be some person in the world that worships the sun as an Avodah Zarah. And still we do not say that the sun is a Cheftza of Mitzvah Haba'a Ba'avera and it is possible. Tosfos understood that this din of Mitzvah Haba'a Ba'avera teaches us that when an object is carrying the name of the Avera, the object has the shame of the Avera to it, this type of Chefetz, this type of object is possible for a mitzvah. And in the case of Asherah, it is true that people worshipped this tree a long time ago, but this chefetz, this lulav of Asherah, still carries the name of the Avera on it, because this is still considered a lulav shel Asherah, since it is chayiv sreifa. And therefore, Tosfos asked that this lulav should be posul mitzad the klal of mitzvah abo ba'avera, not because people worshipped the Asherah a long time ago, but rather because right now, when the person is mekayim the mitzvah with such a lulav, he's using a lulav which has a shame avera to it. And whenever a person is using a cheftza shel avera, an object which carries the shame of the avera on it, he cannot be yotzei ydi chayva, because he is doing a mitzvah with a chefetz, with an object that has a shame of an avera on it. Reb Reuven has a strong raya to his pshat and Tosfos. When Tosfos asked from lulav shel asherah, Tosfos did not call lulav shel asherah a mitzvah haba'a ba'avera because of the avera that happened once upon a time, but rather because the object carries the shame of the avera. And says Reb Reuven, we must say that this is the pshat in Tosfos, because Tosfos asked not only from lulav shel asherah, Tosfos in his question included lulav shel ir anidachas. And Tosfos asked, why did the Gemara say that lulav shel ir anidachas is possible because chtutei mechta chiyurei? We could have used the reason of mitzvah haba'a ba'avera regarding the lulav shel ir anidachas. Says Reb Reuven, in the case of lulav shel ir anidachas, no avera was done with the lulav at all. The lulav just happened to be on a tree which was in a city where people were oved avodah zarah. But no one really worshipped this tree as an avodah zarah. So what was the havamin in Tosfos that a lulav shel ir anidachas will be considered a mitzvah haba'a ba'avera? This lulav is not a lulav shel avera. No one ever performed any avera with this lulav of ir anidachas. Says Reb Reuven, according to his pshat, we could understand what Tosfos wants to ask from lulav shel ir anidachas. It is true that no avera was performed with this lulav shel ir anidachas, but nevertheless, this lulav has a shame avera on it. This lulav is called a lulav shel ir alidachas, and it is chayev sreifa because the people of that city were oivdei avodah zarah. Therefore, even though there was no real avera on this lulav has a shame avera on it, and that is why Tosis understood and Tosis thought that we could apply the klal of mitzvah habah b'avera to this lulav. And that is a raya that Tosis' kasha was not because of the ma'ise avera that the person did with the lulav shel asherah. Because in the case of Ir HaNidachas, there is no Maise Aveira at all. Tosif's kasha was because of the shame Aveira which is on the Chayfetz. The Chayfetz is carrying a name of an Aveira. And therefore, Tosif was of the opinion that even though the Aveira happened a long time ago in the case of Lulav Shel Asherah, since at the very same time that the person is now performing the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, he's using an object which still carries on it the shame of the Aveira, it should be possible because of mitzvah haba'a ba'aveira. And Tosis had to come with a different teretz, that when the mitzvah is not coming machmas da aveira, we do not apply the rule of mitzvah haba'a ba'aveira psula. The Ma'aseh Reb Reuven ends off by saying that this yesoid that he explained, that Tosis holds that the klal of mitzvah haba'a ba'aveira is only when the cheftza, the mitzvah, the object which is used for the mitzvah, has a shame aveira, is carrying the name of the aveira, This is only true in the Havamin of Tosis. When Tosis asked from a lulav shel asherah, Tosis held that when an object still carries the name of the avera, it is posel, and when the object does not carry the name of the avera, we do not say the klal of mitzvah habo ba'avera psula. Says Rabbi Reuven, we must say that Tosis did not stay with this pshat, because at the end of Tosis, Tosis asks another shaila on the klal of mitzvah habo ba'avera psula. Tosis brings the Gemara in Psochim Daf Lamed Hei with the Beis. The Gemara over there says that there's a special pasuk that teaches us that one cannot be yotzei the yichoyv or the mitzvah of achilas matzah in Leil HaSeder, in the first night of Pesach, by eating a matzah shel tevel. If one is using for the mitzvah of achilas matzah a matzah which the trumas and maisris were not taken out of this matzah, he cannot be yotzei de yichoyva, and the Gemara brings a special pasuk that teaches us this halacha. Now Tosfos asks, why do we need a special pasuk to teach us that one cannot be yotzei de yichoyva the mitzvah of achilas matzah by eating a matzah shel tevel, since eating tevel is an avera, this person is doing a mitzvah haba b'avera. He's trying to be yotzei the mitzvah of achilas matzah, but at the same time he's doing an avera of achilas tevel, and our Gemara teaches us that mitzvah haba b'avera psula. Says Reb Reuven, according to his yesoid, the way he explained the beginning of Tosfos, that we only say the klal of mitzvah habo ba'avera when the object which is used for the mitzvah carries the name of the avera on it, Tosfos' kasha doesn't even start. How is Tosfos asking from a matzah shel tevel that we should apply the rule of mitzvah habo ba'avera in a case where a person is yotzei d'chayv the mitzvah of achilas matzah by eating a matzah shel tevel? Over there, the matzah of tevel does not have a shame avera to it. It is not carrying the name of any avera. The truth of the matter is that no avera was even performed with the matzah of tevel. Maybe a person did not do a mitzvah of trumas u'maisers with the matzah, and maybe he will be over an avera when he will be eating this matzah, but we cannot say that this matzah now has a shame avera to it. No one is treating this matzah as a matzah of avera. Only by eating such a matzah, a person is doing an action of an avera, but the matzah itself is not carrying any shame of avera on it. And still, Tosis asked that we should apply the klal of mitzvah haba b'avera onto the matzah of tevel. That is a raya that in the maskana of Tosis holds that the geder of mitzvah haba b'avera is not depending on the object. It does not depend whether the object is a cheftza shel avera or not. It rather depends on the ma'aseh itself of the person who is doing the mitzvah. If a person is performing the mitzvah, and while he's doing the mitzvah, he's also doing an avera, it is considered a mitzvah haba b'avera, even when the object is not called a chefta shel avera, it does not have a shame of avera to it. Regarding that last kasha of Tosfos, the Tosfos asked, why do we need a special pasuk to teach us that a matzah of tevel is possible for the mitzvah of achilas matzah in the first night of Pesach? Why can't we simply say that it is possible because of mitzvah haba b'avera? The Chasam Sofer says that we could answer this kasha of Tosis, that could be that the Gemara over there in Pesachim is talking about a case where the person was eating that matzah b'shoigig. He did not know that this is a matzah of Tevel. And says the Chasam Sefer, in that case, we do not say the klal of mitzvah haba ba'avera psula. Only when the avera is bemazid, that is when we say mitzvah haba ba'avera is posul. But when the person is doing the avera b'shoigeg, we do not have the klal of mitzvah haba ba'avera psula. And that is why the Torah teaches us a special limud, a special pasuk, that one is not yetzi d'ichoyev the mitzvah of achilas matzah with the matzah of tevel, even if he was a shoigig when he was eating that matzah of tevel. The Maaseh of the Chasam Sefer says that it is unclear if this is true, that the klal of mitzvah bo ba'avera psula does not apply in a case of a shoigig. There is a mashmaus from the Gemara Yerushalmi that even when the person is even ma'avera b'shoigig, we still say the klal that the mitzvah is posul. Mitzvah bo ba'avera is posul even when the avera is done b'shoigig. So therefore, says the Chasam Sefer, it is unclear if we could say this teretz on Tosfos' kasha. Our Gemara brings two sources to this klal, that mitzvah bo ba'avera is posul. The first source is the pasuk in Malachi. The pasuk says, "Ve'aveisim gozu l'sapiseach ve'sachoyle." The Navi is criticizing Klal Yisrael for bringing posul korbanos to the Bisa Mikdash, and the Navi is comparing a piseach, a behemoth which is lame, to a gozul, a behemoth which is stolen. And the Gemara learns that from there we see that the same way that a behemoth which is lame is posul forever, so too a behemoth which is gozul will be posul even la'achar yeush, even after the Balim war misya'esh. And that is because mitzvah haba ba'avera is posul even after the Balim war misya'esh from the object which was stolen from them. The second source that the Gemara brings is ve'omar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, May dichsiv ki ani Hashem oyhev mishpot soine gezel bo'oilo. The pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves justice, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates gezel bo'oilo. He does not approve of gezel in korban oilo. And the Gemara brings a special moshal. Moshal ha-melech basov adom sheyo oyver al beis ha-meches. A king was going through the booth of the tax. Omar la'avodov tnu meches la'moichsim. You have to pay taxes for the people who are in charge of the taxes. What kind of a difference does it make if we pay or we do not pay? Anyways, the money goes back to you. The king said and replied that he wants to teach a lesson to all the other people in the kingdom that they should know to pay taxes and they will learn from the king. Ends off the Gemara, Afa Kodesh Baruch Hu Amar, Ani Hashem Soine Gezel Bo'oilo, Mimenu Yilmedu Bonai V'Yavrichu Atzma Mina Gezel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I also hate the korbonos of oilo when they are brought to me with stolen behemos, and people should learn from me and also make sure to distance themselves from Gezel. A few of the Achronim ask, why does the Gemara feel it necessary to bring two sources for this halacha that mitzvah abo ba'avera is pasul? It seems that it would be enough to bring only the first pasuk or the second one. Why do we need two sources for this halacha? And especially since both of the psukim are talking about a korban. The first pasuk is teaching us that a korban gozul is dumi de piseach, and the second pasuk is teaching us that Hashem is soine gezel bo'oilo. Hashem hates the korbanos of oilo when they are gozel, when they are stolen. Why do we need those two psukim in order to teach us this halacha of mitzvah abo ba'avera psulo? The Aruch Haner explains that the chiddush of the second pasuk is that even in a korban oilo, where the halacha is that when a person is makriv a korban oilo, he doesn't get any benefit from that korban. In other korbanos, some parts of the korban go to the kohanim and some parts go to the Bailim, he gets some pieces of meat from the korban. But in the case of oilo, it goes kolil lahashem. The whole korban goes and gets burnt on top of the mizbeach. And in such a case, the person who is bringing the korban does not have any benefit. So I would have thought that maybe in such a case, a mitzvah bo ba'avera is not possible, since even though the person stole the behemoth in order to perform the mitzvah, but he never got any benefit from this behemoth. So maybe in that case, the mitzvah will be kosher. That is why the Gemara brings a pasuk, Ani Hashem oyhev mishpot soine gezel bo'oilo. I hate the gezel even in the korban oilo, where the whole korban is going on the mizbeach. Still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not approve of such a thing, and the mitzvah of the korban is pasul. According to this Aruch Laner, we could understand why the pasuk used the example of a korban oilo. Why didn't the pasuk simply say Ani Hashem oyhev mishpat soine gezel bekorban or any other example of a korban? Why did the pasuk use specifically korban oilo? That is to teach us this very specific lesson that even though we're talking about a korban oilo, where the Bayanim are not getting any benefit from this korban, still it is considered a mitzvah abo b'avera, and it is posul. And that is only in a case of a korban oila. In other korbanas, the Bayanim are gaining the benefit, and they have some parts of the korban that they receive after the hakrov. The Netziv in Sefer Meroy Mesodeh has a different pshat, and he explains that those two psukim are talking about two different things. The first pasuk that teaches us that a korban gozul is posul because gozul dumi de piseach, that pasuk is talking about a person that stole a regular behemoth, and after stealing the behemoth, he was makdish the behemoth, and he wants to bring this behemoth as a korban. Therefore, the pasuk teaches us that the same way a person cannot bring a korban which is lame, which is piseach, he cannot use a korban which is stolen, even after the bayanim were misyayish. The second pasuk, the pasuk that says soine gezel ba'oilo, is talking about a person that stole a behemoth which was already mukdash as a korban. The owner of the behemoth was makdish that behemoth, and he wanted to bring it as a korban oilo. And now the gazlan is stealing this behemoth, and he's doing the same thing that the bayanim wanted to do. He's now bringing this behemoth as a korban oilo to the Beis HaMikdash. And I would have thought that in such a case, it really doesn't make any difference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu whether the korban oila comes from the first bayanim or from the gazlan. And I would have thought that this korban will be a kosher korban for the gazlan. The pasuk teaches us, Ani Hashem soine gezel ba'oila. As long as you are bringing a behemoth which is gozel, even though it was already a korban before you stole it, it is still considered a mitzvah abo ba'avera, and it is posul. And that is why the Gemara brings the special mashal, the story of the king who was paying taxes for himself. The point of this story is to prove that even though that king was basically using money to pay for himself and he did not gain any benefit from this money, nevertheless, the reason why he did it is in order to teach all the other people of the world that he disapproves of people not paying taxes. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though for HaKadosh Baruch Hu there's no difference whether the person is now makriv the korban or not, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not accept such a korban in order to teach a lesson that gezel is something that is not accepted. Up until now, we discussed the shita of Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai that holds that a lulav gozel is posul on Sukkis not only on the first day, also on the other days of the Yom Tov of Sukkis. A lulav gozel is posul for the mitzvah of Arba Minim because of the klal that mitzvah haba be'avera is posul. The Gemara brings that Shmuel disagrees with this halacha. The Omar Rabbi Yitzchok bar Nachmani Omar Shmuel lo ishanu ela b'yom tev rishoin aval b'yom tev sheni mitoich shiyoitze b'sha'ul yoitze nami b'gozel. The Gemara explains that according to Shmuel, this halacha that the Mishnah said that lulav hagozel is pasul is talking about the first day of Sukkis. And the first day of Sukkis, the pasuk teaches us that a person has to own his arba minim, ulekachtem lochem bayim harishon, and therefore a lulav which is gozel is not owned by the gazlan, and he cannot be yotze yedei chayva with such a lulav, the same way that he cannot be yotze yedei chayva with a lulav hasha'ul. But after the first day of Yom Tov and the rest of the Yom Tov of Sukkis, one could be yotze yedei chayva with a lulav gozel, because this halacha of lochem does not apply to the other days of the Sukkis, only to the first day, because the pasuk specifically says ulekachtem lochem bayim harishon. Only in the first day the lulav has to be owned by the bayim. In the other days, a person could borrow a lulav from somebody else, and therefore also a lulav gozel is kosher in the rest of the days of the Yom Tov of Sukkis. Now, with Pashtis it is mashma that Shmuel disagrees with the whole halacha of mitzvah haba'a b'avera psula, because Shmuel says that a lulav hagozel is kosher in the rest of the days of the Yom Tov of Sukkis. Only in the first day it is possible. And even in the first day it is not possible because of mitzvah abo b'aveiro. It is possible because of the limud of lochem. A person has to own the lulav and he cannot use a stolen or a borrowed lulav in the first day. Toisvis Dibor HaMatchil Mitoich explains that Shmuel does not disagree with the general halacha of mitzvah abo b'aveiro. In the rest of the Torah, Shmuel agrees that mitzvah abo b'aveiro is possible, but here it is different, says Toisvis. Hochedavka shehu midrabbanon lo yichayesh mitzvah abo b'aveiro. The reason why Shmuel is of the opinion that here there is no problem of mitzvah abo b'aveiro, that is because the mitzvah of netilas lulav after the first day of Yom Tiv is only a mitzvah derabbanon. The mitzvah midirais of netilas lulav is only on the first day. And as the Mishnah in Daf Memez explains, that after the first day there is only a mitzvah midirabbanon zeicher lamikdosh. Therefore, holds Shmuel that in the mitzvah of derabbanon we do not say this halacha of mitzvah abo b'aveiro psula. And even if one performs the mitzvah derabbanon through an act of an avera, he is yoyte deichoivo. But in a case of a mitzvah min ha-Torah, Shmuel will agree that a mitzvah abo b'aveiro psula. The Tzlach has an interesting pshat in this machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, and he says that according to Tosfos, that even Shmuel agrees that in the first day of Yom Tov, when the mitzvah of netilas lulav is a mitzvah min ha-Torah, we do say the klal of mitzvah abo b'aveiro. We must explain that the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel is whether this psul of mitzvah abo b'aveiro is a psul min ha-Torah, or is it only a din midirabbanon? And says the Tzlach, Rabbi Yochanan was of the opinion that the mitzvah haba be'avira is psul min ha-Torah. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan was held that even in the rest of Yom Tov, when the mitzvah of netilas lulav and arba minim is a mitzvah midirabbanon, still, kol de tokun rabbanon ke'en de'iraisi tokun, and since the psul of mitzvah haba be'avira is a psul min ha-Torah, when Chazal were misakin, the added mitzvah of netilas lulav, for the rest of the Yom Tov of Sukkis, Zeichel HaMikdash, they were misaken that if the lulav and the arba minim are stolen, they are possible because they wanted the mitzvah to be performed similar to the mitzvah of the first day, which is the Iraise. On the other hand, Shmuel was holding that this din of mitzvah haba b'avira psula is a din midirabbanon. Min ha-Torah, even a mitzvah haba b'avira is kosher. Only Rabbanon said that a mitzvah haba b'avira is possible. Therefore, says the Tzlach, in the first day, since the mitzvah of netilas lulav is a mitzvah min ha-Torah, therefore a mitzvah haba b'avira is possible. But on the second day, on the rest of the days of the Yom Tif, after the first day, since the whole netilas lulav is only midirabbanon, and this klal of mitzvah abo b'aveiro is possible is also midirabbanon, we do not say rabbanon on top of a derabbanon, and therefore holds Shmuel that since this psul of mitzvah abo b'aveiro is only midirabbanon, we do not apply that psul in a case where the whole mitzvah of netilas lulav is only midirabbanon, and that is why he holds that lulav Hagozul and the rest of the Yom Tov of Sukkis is kosher, and only in the first day of Yom Tov we say the klal of mitzvah haba b'aveiro psula. The Kapeis Tmarim writes that according to this Tosfos, that even Shmuel agrees that in a case of a mitzvah d'oraisa we say that mitzvah haba b'aveiro is possible, it comes out that there's a big nafkamina. Because we mentioned already that the mitzvah of netilas lulav in the first day is obviously a mitzvah min ha-Torah, ulekachtem lochem b'yom rishon. So according to Tosfos, even Shmuel will agree that in the first day, if the mitzvah is a mitzvah abo b'aveiro, it will be possible, because Shmuel agrees that whenever the mitzvah is mitzvah de'iraisa, we say that we say the klal of mitzvah abo b'aveiro. The only reason why Shmuel says that a lulav agozel is kosher in the other days of Sukkis, that is because the mitzvah over there is a mitzvah min derabbanon, but in the first day where the mitzvah is a mitzvah min ha-Torah, it will be possible even according to Shmuel because of the klal mitzvah abo b'aveiro psula. And what is the nafkemina in that? You say it with the Kapeis Tmarim. Anyways, in the first day of Yom Tov, we have another limud that teaches us that lulav agozel posul because it is not considered lochem. The lulav has to be owned by the bailim in the first day. He cannot use a lulav which is not his. Says the Kapeis Tmarim, there is a big nafkemina. Because in our Gemara it is mashma that once the bailim, the nigzal, were misyayish from an object, now the gazlan is considered the new owner of an object, and it is considered lochem. And if a person is stealing a lulav and the bayim were already misyayish from this object, it is considered that this lulav now belongs to the gazlan. Of course, he has to pay for the gzela that he stole, but now the gazlan is the bayim of the lulav. And therefore, says the Kapis Morim, if the psul of lulav agozul in the first day of Yom Tiv was only mitzad, the pasuk of lekachtem lochem, in a case where the bayim was already misyayish, there is no chisaron of lachem. It is considered that the gazlan is the real owner of the lulav, and he would be yotzei de chayva with the lulav agozel by yom rishon. But since, according to Tosfos, even Shmuel agrees that in the first day of Yom Tov there is the psul of mitzvah habo'a ba'avera, and that is because the mitzvah of netilas lulav in the first day is a mitzvah min ha-Torah. Therefore, even if the bailim were already misyayish from the object, from the lulav, it is still considered a mitzvah habo'a ba'avera, because the fact is that this gazlan acquired this lulav through an avera, and therefore, even according to Shmuel, in the first day of the Yom Tov of Sukkis, a lulav hagozel is posel both lifnei yeyush and also le'achar yeyush. Even after the bailim were misyayish, and this lulav is considered a lochem, it's considered a lulav which belongs to the gazlan, still it will be posel because of the halacha of mitzvah habo'a ba'avera, even according to Shmuel. The Pnei Yeshua has a kasha on Tosfos. Tosfos said that the reason why Shmuel said that a lulav agozel is kosher in the rest of the days of the Yom Tov of Sukkot after the first day, that is because in a mitzvah derabbanon we do not say mitzvah habo'a ba'avera. Says the Pnei Yeshua, there's a braisa meforeshes in Baba Kamed Daf Tzadik Dalad Amud Aleph that even in a mitzvah derabbanon we do say mitzvah habo'a ba'avera is possible. The braisa says over there, Harei shegozal se'o shel chitin tochan olosho ve'afo. If a person stole a se'ah of wheat and he made bread out of this se'ah of chitin, v'hifrish mimeno chalo, he even did the mitzvah of afarshas chalo, keitzad mevorech, how does he say the brocha on this bread? Ein ze mevorech elo menayetz, this is not considered a brocha, this is a curse. And the Gemara brings a pasuk, v'al ze ne'emar boitzea beirich ni'eitz Hashem. Says the Pnei Yeshua, birkos hanehenim is a mitzvah mid'rabbanon, and still it is mashma from the braisa that even though it's only a mitzvah in the Rabbanon, it is still possible because of mitzvah habo'a ba'avera, and it is not mistaber that Shmuel will be choylek on a braisa, since we didn't find any tana which is choylek on that braisa. And this is a kasha on Tosfos. The Tosfos said that Shmuel holds that in a mitzvah de Rabbanon we do not say mitzvah habo'a ba'avera psulo. The Pnei Yeshua says that if not for Tosfos' pshat, he would have had a different pshat in the Gemara. That really Shmuel agrees that we say mitzvah habo'a ba'avera even in a case of a mitzvah derabbanon. And even though a mitzvah is derabbanon, we still say the klal of mitzvah habo'a ba'avera. The reason why Shmuel holds that the lulav hagozel is posel after the first day of the Yom Tov of Sukkis, that is because in the second day, in the rest of the days of the Yom Tov of Sukkis, we can't apply the klal of mitzvah habo'a ba'avera. And explains the Pnei Yeshua that Shmuel is of the opinion that mitzvah habo'a ba'avera is posel only when the mitzvah is completely dependent on the avera. And as Tosfos said in the beginning of the Amud, only when the mitzvah comes machmas the avera. Therefore, in the first day of Yom Tov, since the halacha is that a lulav has to be shelochem, and even a borrowed lulav is not kosher for the mitzvah of netilas lulav, even if one borrows the lulav from his friend, he's not yotzei ydei chayva. Therefore, in that case, the mitzvah is considered a mitzvah habo'a ba'avera, because if a person stole the lulav, the avera is needed in order to perform the mitzvah, because he couldn't have borrowed this lulav from his friend, because on the first day of the Yom Tov of Sukkot, one cannot be yotzei ydei chayva the mitzvah with a borrowed lulav, so he had to steal this lulav in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. Therefore, it is considered a mitzvah habo'a ba'avera. And that is what Shmuel said, that in the first day, mitoich she'eino yoytze b'shol, eino yoytze b'gozul. But on the other days of Yom Tov, it is true that that person stole the lulav, and generally speaking, we say that there is a klal of mitzvah habo'a ba'avera when a person does an avera. But in this case, he did not have to steal the lulav in order to perform the mitzvah, because we're talking about the days which are not the first day of the Yom Tov of Sukkis, And in those days, the halacha is that one could borrow a lulav and be yotzei the yidei chayv of the mitzvah, because the din of lochem is only in the first day of the Yom Tov of Sukkis. And therefore, since he did not really have to do the avera in order to perform the mitzvah, he could have simply borrowed this lulav from his friend. Therefore, says Shmuel, we don't apply the klal of mitzvah abo avera when one did not need to perform the avera in order to do the mitzvah. And therefore, says Shmuel, in the rest of the Yom Tov of Sukkis, mitoich shi yoytze b'shaul, since he could be yoytze deichayv of the mitzvah with a lulav, which is shaul, with a borrowed lulav, yoytze b'gozul, even though he did not borrow the lulav, he stole it from his friend, but since he could have borrowed the lulav, it comes out that the avera is not needed for the mitzvah, and the mitzvah is not completely machmas the avera, and therefore he is yoytze deichayv, and it is not considered a mitzvah haba b'avera. It comes out that according to Tosfos, and also according to the Pnei Yeshua, Shmuel will agree to Rabbi Yochanan that in the first day of Sukkis, Lulav HaGozel is possible not only because of the Pasuk Ulekachtem Lochem, but also because of the klal that Mitzvah Habo Be'Avera Psula. According to Tosfos, and the way the Kapes Tvarim explained it, that is because the first day of Yom Tov, the mitzvah Nitilas Lulav is a mitzvah min haTorah, and when the mitzvah is a mitzvah deraisa, Shmuel agrees that we say mitzvah abo b'avera is possible. And according to the Pnei Yeshua, since in the first day the person can't use a lulav ashol, it comes out that the mitzvah is a result of the avera. He had to steal the lulav in order to be mekayim this mitzvah. And in such a case, we say, even according to Shmuel, mitzvah abo b'avera psula. And as the Kapes Tvarim explained, that since even Shmuel agrees that we say mitzvah abo b'avera in the first day, so even if the Bailim were already misyayish from the lulav, it will be possible, even though after Yeyush, the lulav is considered lochem, the gazlan is considered the owner of this lulav, still, since Shmuel also agrees to the psul of mitzvah abo b'avera, it will be possible in the first day, even after the Bailim were misyayish. The Sfasemes says that it is mashma from Rashi that Rashi disagrees to that. Rashi holds that according to Shmuel, we do not have the psul of mitzvah abo b'avera even in the first day of Sukkis. And if the bailim, the nigzal, was misyayish from the lulav, the gazlan could be yoytze the choyva with that lulav even in the first day, since it is considered a lulav shelochem, and we do not say the psul of mitzvah abo b'avera according to Shmuel. What's the raya from Rashi? The Gemara said that according to Shmuel, our Mishnah that said that lulav agozol is possible is talking about Yom Tov Rishoy. And the Gemara asked, if the Mishnah is discussing the first day of Yom Tov, why did the Mishnah say lulav hagozol possible? The Mishnah should have told us a greater chiddush, that even lulav hashol is possible, because as we know, in the first day of Yom Tov, even a borrowed lulav is possible, because we need ulekachtem lochem. And the Gemara answers, no, there's a greater chiddush in the din of lulav hagozol. Why? The Gemara says, loy mi boye ko'omar, loy mi boye shaul delav didehu. The halacha of shaul is poshut because a lulav hashaul, a borrowed lulav, is not owned by the gazlan, and therefore it is poshut that it is posul. Avol gozol emos tam gzeila yeyush bailim uchedidei domi. But in the case of lulav hagozol, in a stolen lulav, I would have thought that stam gzeila yeyush bailim, when an object is stolen from the bailim, he usually is misyayish from that object, and therefore it should be considered as if the new owner of the lulav is the gazlin, and therefore I would have thought that he should be yoytze the choyva by using such a lulav hagozol. Kamash malon. Therefore, the Mishnah had to teach me the halacha that lulav hagozol is possible for the mitzvah of arba minim, even in the first day of the Yom Tov of Sukkis. Now Rashi Dibur Amatul Kamash Milon explains that what was the maskana? Why is it so really that lulav hagozol is possible? Why don't we say stam gzeilo yeush bailim? And Rashi says kamash melon dehad shamina deyayesh loy konile de meimar omar hashtu de tokif minoi lemochor tafsinile bedino. The kamash melon of the Gemara according to Rashi is that we do not say that the bailim was misyayesh as long as we did not hear clearly that the bailim said that he was misyayesh from the lulav. We are not assuming that he was misyayesh, and therefore the lulav is still considered the lulav of the nigzal, it is not birshus of the gazlan, since we cannot assume that the bailim was misyayish. Says the Sfasemis, it is mashma from Rashi, that if the bailim would have been misyayish, this lulav would be kosher, lenetila, one would be able to be yated yichoveh with such a lulav, even in the first day of Sukkot, according to Shmuel, because since the bailim was misyayish from such a lulav, it is considered ulekachtem lochem. The only reason why a person cannot be yitzid yichovi with a lulav agazel is because we cannot assume that the bailim was misyayish until we hear that clearly from him. Says the Sfasemis, it is mashma from Rashi, that Rashi holds that according to Shmuel, we do not say this klal of mitzvah haba ba'avero, even in the case of a mitzvah de'iraisa, because it is mashma clearly from Rashi that according to Shmuel, if we would know for sure that the bailim were misyayish, we would say that the lulav is kosher l'netila, since the lulav is considered lochem, it is owned by the gadlin, even though it is still a mitzvah haba'ob avera. It is mashma that Rashi holds that according to Shmuel, we do not say the halacha of a mitzvah haba'ob avera at all, even in the case of a mitzvah de'oraisa. So it comes out that there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos in understanding this shita of Shmuel. Shmuel said that the lulav is pasul only in the first day and not in the other days of Sukkot. According to Tosfos, Shmuel agrees to the klal of mitzvah haba'ob avera, but he says that this klal of mitzvah haba'ob avera is only in the case of a mitzvah derabanan, mitzvah deraisa, not in the case of a mitzvah derabanan. On the other hand, Rashi holds that even in the case of a mitzvah deraisa, Shmuel holds that we do not say this klal of mitzvah haba'ob avera. The only psul of lulav agozul is the psul of lochem. When the lulav is stolen, it is not considered lochem, but if the bailim were misyayish, the lulav would be kosher even in the first day of Yom Tif, when the mitzvah netilas lulav is a mitzvah min ha-Torah.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.